6 months before the Declaration of Independence, the British government has already lost control of the colony of North Carolina, and Royal Governor Josiah Martin is living on a ship off the mouth of the Cape Fear River. At Martin's suggestion, two British armies are converging by sea to take the province back, and Martin has called for loyal volunteers to join them. Nearly 1,600 Loyalists or Tories met in Cross Creek, modern Fayetteville, only half as many as Martin expected. They then marched toward Brunswick Town under Brigadier General Donald MacDonald of the British Army. Only 500 had firearms, and most had no training as soldiers. Along the way, as many as 700 deserted. The remaining 900 or so made camp about 6 miles to the northwest, where Atkinson is today. Patriots, or Whigs, intercepted Martin's earlier message recruiting Loyalists and are gathering from across the state to stop MacDonald's force. Eastern regiments blocked the direct route south of Cross Creek and a possible second route along the north side of the Cape Fear River. Wilmington-area militia realized the Tories will have to cross Widow Moore's Creek using the one bridge strong enough to bear their wagons. The creek was named for Elizabeth Moore, who had inherited a large amount of land by it from her husband. The date is Tuesday, February 27, 1776. Please follow the walking instructions under Preparations and Decisions and click its audio clip.